If you're a migraine sufferer, we have incredible news for you. Nurtec ODT Remegipant 75 milligrams is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines. Just one quick dissolve tablet can start fast and can last for up to 48 hours, helping you take control of your migraine whenever, wherever. Simply wonderful.
Don't take if allergic to Nurtec. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety prescribing and patient information, visit NURTEC.com.
Ask your doctor about Nurtec today.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Allie Highsong. Allie is the co-host of the Here We Go Brownies podcast. The podcast is dedicated to providing content and information related to the NFL's Cleveland Browns. On the program, we discuss the Browns game against the Raiders, Browns offense and defense. We discuss the Browns' next game against the Packers on Christmas Day. And what foods are served at a Browns tailgate and so much more. Allie is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Here's the only sound that's tolerable when a migraine attack strikes. Nurtec ODT Remegipan 75 milligrams can provide migraine pain relief, which can help break the silence. Nurtec is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines in adults. Don't take if you're allergic to Nurtec. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety prescribing and patient information, visit NURTEC.com.
If you're a migraine sufferer, we have incredible news for you. Nurtec ODT Remegipant 75 milligrams is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines. Just one quick dissolve tablet can start fast and can last for up to 48 hours, helping you take control of your migraine whenever, wherever. Simply wonderful.
Don't take if allergic to Nurtec. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety prescribing and patient information, visit NURTEC.com.
Ask your doctor about Nurtec today.
If you want to take your vehicle's performance to new heights, you got to give it peak. Like our original equipment technology, antifreeze, and coolant. Our formulas match the vehicle manufacturer's technology requirements, so that we have the perfect match for every vehicle. That's one reason why PEEK is among the fastest growing brands of coolant in America. We work harder to earn the trust of people like you every day. That's PEEK Performance.
When you love your team, you spend every moment wondering what they're doing. Well, stop wondering. Get Contour TV from Cox and follow them anywhere, anytime with the Contour app. Plus, use your voice remote to search and filter games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan has to sleep occasionally. Learn more at cox.com/sports.
Meet Cocovia Memory Plus with some of the most researched plant-based nutrients harnessing the natural compounds within the cocoa bean. To improve memory and brain function in just 8 to 12 weeks, try Cocovia Memory Plus capsules. Order today at cocovia.com. That's C-O-C-O-A-V-I-A.com and use coupon code CCV20 to get 20% off your order. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
UCLA Extension's bold new initiative, UCLA X Online, is being launched with a mission to reimagine online learning through an immersive and interactive learning experience for today's global professionals that is designed with the student at its center. This winter, UCLA Extension will offer 11 fully online certificates that can be taken from anywhere in the world. Learn more at uclaextension.edu/UCLAXonline.
Deloitte is the world's largest professional services network. And there's a reason for that. Consistency. But how does a giant global company provide consistency? Easy. With ServiceNow, they connect all 300,000 plus of their professionals on a single platform, the Now Platform. So whether someone works in Indonesia, Mexico, or any other of the 148 countries they operate in, ServiceNow helps Deloitte perform their work from a common and connected place. They can leverage the same powerful tools they need to adapt to changing markets and get the same proactive support they need to thrive. And with ServiceNow IT solutions, Deloitte can easily consolidate and scale their technology so professionals can access it wherever they are. So, how does Deloitte keep a consistently high standard for global clients? With ServiceNow, they can keep a consistently high standard for global professionals. Learn more at servicenow.com.
Their best opportunity of the night. They hand it off to Chubb over the left side. Nick Chubb is in. Touchdown, Browns. They score anyway. Mullins. Nobody open at first. Keeps it alive. Nick Mullins lets it go. Touchdown. Harrison Bryant. There is a... Las Vegas is still alive. 16-14 as Carlson hits the game winner.
Yeah, you feel like both teams did exactly what they had to do coming in here, giving their team a chance to win. One team just did it a little bit better down the stretch. Give Derek Carr two chances. Talked about how good he was in that moment throughout his career. Give him two chances. Tough to stop him.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the NFL Network, and the first highlight that you heard was Nick Chubb scoring a touchdown for the Cleveland Browns in Week 15 against the Las Vegas Raiders, and then Nick Mullins extending the play, going for it on a fourth down, throwing a touchdown pass to tight end Harrison Bryant. But the nail in the coffin happened when Las Vegas Raiders kicker Daniel Carlson kicked the game-winning field goal to help the Raiders beat the Browns in a close game. Excuse me, final score 16-14. To talk more about that game and also the Browns' upcoming Christmas Day game against the Green Bay Packers, we want to welcome her back to the program. She is the co-host of the Here We Go Brownies podcast, which is dedicated to all things related to the Cleveland Browns, Allie Hisong. Hey, Allie, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Same here. It's always a pleasure having you back on. Thank you again so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. Allie, give me your takeaways from the Browns game against the Raiders.
Well, if anything, it is by far one of the most deflating defeats that I've experienced as a Browns fan just watching it. And it's really no reflection of the talent that was out on the field because, you know, it's just the COVID situation depleted this roster. They go out, they do everything they can, and that's why it was so disheartening because everything looked like it was in the Browns' favor to go win that game. And then as I heard in the highlights, Daniel Carlson makes that field goal to secure the game for the Raiders. So it was just absolutely deflating, but a lot of optimism coming out of it. Nick Mullins played very well given the situation, going 20-30, 147 and a touchdown. Nick Chubb, as you mentioned, 23 carries, 91 yards and a touchdown. Donovan Peoples-Jones had that drop early on and a couple other drops throughout the game, but really stepped up in the second half, and it was the play that they needed him to be. So ultimately, you know, they came together. They tried to find a way. It was all looking that it was going to come to fruition. The Browns were going to take away the victory, but it just didn't happen. So I would use the word it was deflating. But at the end of the day, you can still remain optimistic. They're still in it, believe it or not. Chances are a little bit thinner at this point in time, but, you know, I'm not completely devastated today. There's still a lot to be optimistic about.
Yeah, indeed, Allie. That was the right word when I was watching this game. It was very deflating when Carlson made the field goal. I know Cleveland Browns fans were just in disbelief, and it was definitely deflating at First Energy Stadium. And we're going to get more into this game now. I want to start off talking about the Browns offense. We'll talk more about Nick Mullins in a little bit, but the Browns running game came up big in this game. Nick Chubb, again, 23 carries for 91 yards and a touchdown. We know Nick has been doing his thing this year. He's been hurt, but when he's been healthy, he's been one of the premier backs in the league. Give me your thoughts on Nick's performance in this game and his 2021 season so far.
You know, Nick Chubb, he's the heart and soul of this team. He's everything you want in a Cleveland Brown. he stepped up in a really big way. And while he didn't break away and have that explosive run like you would have hoped to have seen in a big game like this, 23 carries, 91 yards, and a touchdown. His longest was 24 yards, averaging for a carry. Excuse me, sorry if you can hear my dog there. But as I mentioned, Nick Chubb is everything that you need him to be right now. You put this game on his back, and he carried you. So I was very happy with that. Dearness Johnson with one carry. I think he had a negative yardage on that play. But, you know, in terms of the run game, that's the heart and soul of this offense. It's the identity of the Cleveland Browns. Certainly, if you would have had Kareem Hunt back there and a full roster, I don't even think that this game would have even been remotely close. But, you know, Nick Chubb, he's the guy you need him to be.
Yeah, rightfully so. Chubb has been the guy for the Browns this year, and he made his presence felt in this game despite the loss to the Raiders. I want to move along now to the receiving side. Donovan Peoples-Jones was the leading receiver in this game. He had four catches for 48 yards. I was a little perturbed, Allie, because Donovan missed a key play. I mean, Nick Mullins gave him a pass, and it was right on the money. He was right on the sideline and had a first down. I mean, the fate may have changed if Peoples-Jones would have caught that. But nevertheless, he had a fairly decent game, four catches for 48 yards. Give me your thoughts on Donovan's play in this game.
Well, if you had kept an eye on Brown's Twitter at all, it had become unglued after that drop on that first drive. Now, speaking to it, it would have been, if he would have been able to secure that ball, you have the momentum going down the field. You can get points early. You know, it really would have been a key factor in hopefully a Browns win. But that wasn't the case. He did step up in the second half, had some big-time throws and some big-time moments, or big-time catches, rather, and big-time moments. But one thing that I just want to reiterate is he's just a second-year player. He was a sixth-round pick. He's in his second year in a season, last season and this season, filled with adversity. You know, Browns Twitter, Browns fans, collectively, we have to be patient with his development. The flashes are there. He's got it. He's got the it factor. But I do think that hopefully they can address receiver in the draft in this offseason to pair with him because, he's still a young player. And if you can throw some more talent around him, he's going to be a very, very good football player in the National Football League. But as I mentioned, he stepped up in some big-time moments and made some big-time plays. But you really would have liked to have seen him come down with that first drop.
Yeah, I mean, that was tough right there. When I saw that play, I was like, oh, that's a – that could come back to haunt them if they're not careful. But nevertheless, Donovan finished with four catches for 48 yards. And the last time I had you on the program, Allie, we talked about tight end play for Cleveland. David Njoku had three catches for 29 yards, and Harrison Bryant, two catches for 11 yards. And he also had the touchdown, that go-ahead touchdown for Cleveland in the fourth quarter. Give me your thoughts on David and Harrison's play in this game.
Well, I think that they've been consistent all season. Harrison Bryant has battled injuries throughout this season, and he hasn't really been available, but he comes back at a key moment in this game, securing that touchdown, which was a thing of beauty. Nick Mullins made a spectacular play there, and so did Harrison Bryant, being able to secure that catch. But David Njoku, he's really – I'm thrilled with his play in this game specifically, but also just this season. I know that there was a lot of question marks coming into the season on who he would be and who he would become. Did he actually want to be a Cleveland Brown? But I'll tell you this, him being the number one receiver on this team up until this point was kind of what I expected him to be. Have that breakout year, have a breakout game. He also made some big time plays and some very big moments here. He's becoming the player that you can almost put a lot on his back, and he'll carry you, to a victory if needed. So I was very pleased with his play. I think his development is really you can really see who he's becoming, and there's a lot of brightness there.
Yeah, rightfully so, and we're seeing that in full display at the tight end position. I want to get now into a gentleman by the name of Dearness Johnson. Dearness first came into the public eye on a Thursday night game where he just dazzled. And for having close to over 200 yards rushing in that game, but it seems as though with the return of Nick Chubb and, his play has gone down significantly. He had four catches for 17 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Dearness's play in this one.
Well, I think Dearness is, you know, he is a backup in this league, but he's very talented at that. He would start for a lot of teams in the National Football League. So the Browns are very lucky to have him, you know, on their depth chart. But coming into this game, you know, I think, actually, if you take a look back at last year when Nick Chubb went down against the Dallas Cowboys, Dearness Johnson came in and ran all over their defense. Now, granted, they didn't have the best defense in 2020, but that's no discount to Dearness Johnson. He's another player that when given the opportunity, he steps up and makes plays. Every time he carries the ball or he catches the ball, he's running like it's his last time. So I love the way he plays. I love his style of play, and I really love his blue-collar mentality. But in this game, he had one carry in the backfield, negative yardage, four catches in this game. You know, this was the Nick Chubb show. We knew it was going to be. We knew coming into this game with the depletion due to COVID that was just going to be the case. Nick Chubb was going to carry this team, and that's exactly what we saw. So I really don't think it's any disrespect to Dearness Johnson. I think he's very capable, but just given the scheme and the game plan for this game specifically, it was going to be more Nick Chubb focused.
All right, I want to move along now to the defensive side. MJ Stewart was all over the field in this game. He had eight tackles. He was the leading tackler for the Browns defense. Give me your thoughts on MJ's performance in this game.
Yeah, you know, I think he stepped up. It was his time to shine. Of course, you would have rather have seen, you know, Greg Newsom out there. And, you know, MJ Stewart, the thing with him is he's very versatile. He can play as a safety or he can play in the corner room. So he's very versatile. There was a couple moments, a couple plays where he did get burnt. But you're going to have that. When you're looking at the depth and the way that it was, these guys who don't typically get a lot of reps or a lot of play time, they're going to be exposed. But I also think that he made the most of his opportunity. He led the team in tackles for this game. You know, he's out there making a name for himself. Now, I don't think he's going to be starting in the secondary for the Cleveland Browns on a championship team. But, you know, he's good to have on your depth chart. He's good because he's versatile. So I was quite pleased. As I mentioned, there was a couple moments where, yeah, he probably would have liked to have that one back. But overall, you like having him out there.
All right, and I want to move along, continuing with the on the defensive side. Sheldon Day and Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, or JOK as he's called, they both had sacks in this game for the Browns. Give me your thoughts on Sheldon and JOK's play in this game.
We'll start with Sheldon. I'm not actually going to speak to the entirety of the defensive line, that front four being able, not consistently being able to generate pressure. However, they made plays when it counted. For example, that the Porter Gustin scoop after the JOK forced fumble was a thing of beauty. But Sheldon Day being able to get after the quarterback and really being able to contain Josh Jacobs there in the run game for the most part. I think that the interior of that defensive line did what it could, Malik Jackson being another one, especially without Jadeveon Clowney, who is an elite run stopper. They did what they could to contain the run and really limit Derek Carr. And that's also a shout-out to the secondary. I think they played fairly well, given the depletion. But Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, man, I love that guy. He is a heat-seeking missile, always at the point of attack, but intellectually, that guy has got it. He's got everything you want in your linebacker, hybrid, safety, whatever he can do. He is that guy. He's got the knowledge. He's got the instinct. He is always, always making plays. But speed, man, he has got elite speed, processing time. I just love JOK. I think he's the future.
Indeed, and speaking of the future, the secondary is talented for Cleveland. Greedy Williams had a key interception in this game, and I know a lot of people, a lot of Browns fans, have been waiting for Greedy to really step up. Just give me your thoughts on Greedy's performance in this game.
Yeah, you know, I think Greedy has been another one who is, you know, taking a look at last year, he was injured. He wasn't there. He wasn't available coming into training camp, still some question marks. And then this season, he's battled a lot of injuries. But, you know, he's still a very young player that is developing and becoming all that he can be. You know, he of course, will have moments that he would like to have back. But you have to be happy with the progress. He's got the speed. He's got the intellect. But, of course, that big-time play where Myles Garrett was able to get after Derek Carr and then Greedy Williams comes down with that interception was really a game-changing moment. really push the momentum onto the Browns side, but unfortunately they weren't able to capitalize.
All right, and I want to move along now to the quarterback position. We know about Baker Mayfield having COVID, and so Nick Mullins, as you mentioned at the top of the interview, Allie, he stepped up and played big despite the circumstances and trying to learn the playbook as quickly as possible. And, you know, completing 20 out of 30 passes for 147 yards and a touchdown pass. He's been a journeyman with his last stop being in San Francisco. Give me your thoughts on Nick's performance in this game.
Well, I think he played as well as he possibly could have given the circumstance. He only had one practice under his belt coming into this game with starters. That is just mind-boggling for him to be able to come out and do that. And I think it's credit to Kevin Stefanski's system that you can kind of plug and play different players into different roles. But, you know, Nick Mullins, he came out, he stepped up in the pocket, he looks comfortable, he looks confident. But I also think that's a big credit to where he came from. You mentioned his last stop was San Francisco. That's the same style of offense that the Browns run, that Kyle Shanahan Kubiak style of offense. That's what we do here in Cleveland. So just him having familiarity with that offensive scheme, the verbiage, and I think, you know, that just him being comfortable in that setting allowed him to be successful. Now, I was very pleased for him to be the third on the depth chart for a very talented football team. He'd be a great number two. You know, I think he's very talented. He gets it. And I was beyond pleased with the play from Nick Mullins.
Well, speaking of being pleased with the play, a lot of football fans this year have not been pleased with the play of kickers. I mean, both AFC and NFC, I mean, throughout the league, kickers have really had a tough year this year, missing easy field goals, missing game-winning field goals. And again, it was no exception to the rule for Cleveland in this game. Chase McLaughlin missed a field goal in this game that could have possibly may have determined the fate of how the Browns may have won this game, beating the Raiders. Just give me your thoughts on Chase missing the field goal and his kicking throughout this season.
Well, his kicking throughout this season has been, for lack of better words, poor. You can't have it. Of course, now the kicking situation throughout the league is borderline an epidemic, right? It's just not great. Special teams is rough. I will just speak strictly for the Cleveland Browns, though. We mentioned the word deflating. You've got to make those kicks in those moments. Mike Prefer came out in his post-game availability and said the expectation is to make those kicks. You have to have consistency back there, and you have to be able – I'm going to loop in the punting game as well. Of course, you are down Jamie Gillen due to COVID, but Dustin Colquitt coming in and stepping up. But a couple shank punts there as well. You can't have that. Your special teams either has to be neutral or positive, but to have a negative special teams play is going to be a detriment to the football team. So specifically for Chase, though, it's been a rough go at it. It's been a rough year. But, man, that game, those kicks specifically, absolutely deflating.
Yeah, they definitely got to get it done because now we're in the home stretch of the season and this the playoff push, and every kick matters, and this becomes critical when you need a good field goal kicker. So, Chase, hopefully he can step it up for the remaining schedule for the Browns. All right, so, Allie, that put the cap on the Browns of unfortunately losing to the Raiders 16-14. So next up, the Browns have a game on Christmas Day at Lambeau Field, one of the premier sporting venues in not just in the NFL but in all the professional sports as the Browns take on the Green Bay Packers. Let's start on the defensive side for the Browns. Aaron Rodgers is an MVP candidate. I mean, what can you say about him? He's still doing it, still doing his thing, putting up numbers. Green Bay looks like they could be the top seed going into the NFC. What do you think the strategy should be for the Browns' defense to neutralize Aaron Rodgers and the Packer offense?
Well, it's really going to come down to the Browns being able to capitalize on third down. When I say third down, I really mean on both sides of the ball. On third down, third and long, teams oftentimes are able to convert. Due, unfortunately, to just some of that zone defensive scheme gives up a lot of just a lot of big plays, unfortunately. So if they're able to contain, I know this is a tall task, but if they're able to contain Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, You know, it's going to be a battle. But they're really going to have to step up. Now, we don't know what the COVID situation is going to look like, how many guys we're going to be able to get back. You have to basically hope for the worst but expect the best. And if we were to roll out there with the current roster, kind of a Myles Garrett who looks to have somewhat of a groin injury, you know, it's going to be a very, very tall ask for them to be able to contain this offense, who, in my eyes right now, is the best in the National Football League. But I think the secondary, they've got to be on red alert. They've got to be ready to rock and roll out there, because this is a very, very good downfield passing attack. They've got a good run game. They've got a good quarterback. The bottom line is they're a darn good offense. So Browns defense collectively, they need to step up in a big way.
They do, and not just with Aaron Rodgers, but even just with the running game with Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. Then they've got, I mean, Davante Adams is just one of the premier receivers in the league. And, you know, that offense is just so fluid right now. I want to stay with Rodgers just for a moment. He mentioned for the last several, right at the beginning of November, that he's been battling a fractured toe, and he said that it's getting worse. But he doesn't plan on having surgery until the season is over with. Do you think that there'll be more emphasis with the defensive line putting more of a pass rush on to try to get to Rodgers, so that way maybe they can get him moving around more, so maybe aggravate his toe more? Or do you think there's going to be more that needs to be done?
You know, I think it really is going to depend on what the personnel is. If we just assume that it's going to be what we saw last night, basically a half of a Myles Garrett or 75% of a Myles Garrett, no Jadeveon Clowney, no Tack McKinley, who we found out today is out with an Achilles injury for the remainder of this season. I mean, if you're looking at that lineup, it's very difficult to just naturally generate a pass rush. So if we have the personnel that we saw last night, I would anticipate more blitz schemes from Joe Woods. However, if we get some of our guys back, Jadeveon Clowney, Myles Garrett comes back healthy, feeling good, then, yeah, I think it's really going to be up to our secondary to lock down that downfield vertical passing attack, and really just up to the defensive line to get after the quarterback.
All right, let's move along now to the other side of the ball, the defensive side. Let's just assume that Baker Mayfield is going to be playing in this game. What must the Browns offense do to score points against a Green Bay defense that's been really good the last month and a half? I mean, their defensive backs have been really good. Rasul Douglas has picked up his game, along with Darnell Savage in the secondary. And then you have Rashawn Gary's been really good. Of course, Preston Smith's been good. So what do you think the Browns offense needs to do to get points on a Packer offense?
Well, it's easy to say that they need to run the ball, but point blank, that's what they need to be able to do. Nick Chubb's got to have another really big game. But schematically, I would like to see them get more into their zone scheme rather than their gap push runs. I think that really benefits them more, especially up against a defense like this. However, you know, statistically, they haven't really done that as much this season as they did in 2020. But I also think that this is going to be a big tight end game. You mentioned Harrison Bryant. David Njoku, we don't know who we'd get back, if Austin Hooper would be back off of COVID or anything like that, if we're able to get Jarvis Landry or any of our receivers, really. But I think this is going to be a similar game plan going up against going up against the Raiders. You would have to anticipate a lot of tight ends, and you'd have to anticipate a lot of runs.
All right, fair enough. And it's going to be a fantastic one, I'm sure, on a Christmas Day on Fox. And it's going to be between the Cleveland Browns and the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's going to always a festive mood in Green Bay and at Lambeau, and it's definitely Christmas Day. It's going to be extremely festive for the Browns and Packers, Christmas Day on Fox. All right, Allie, you know that tailgating is a part of the sports experience, so I've got to ask you, what foods are served at a Browns tailgate?
Well, I will speak to it from my own personal experience. The Browns can tailgate. Browns fans will absolutely get after it. First and foremost, first thing on the menu is, of course, some beer. That's just the way it goes, with a side of pierogies. Cleveland, they love their pierogies, and they every tailgate I've been to, they always seem to be there. Also, pretty big barbecue town, believe it or not. Get some good barbecue on Sunday game days. But pierogies, man, that's where it's at.
All right, well, what type of food do you enjoy eating at a Browns tailgate?
You know, I like to keep it pretty simple. I actually don't like to eat a lot during the tailgate because I know once I get into the stadium, I will be partaking in some adult beverages, and you know, I don't want to get too full. But I do enjoy maybe some pulled pork or a barbecue brisket, something like that, because I just personally love barbecue, and I think Cleveland does it right. So that's the way I like to kick game days off.
Awesome to hear, and you heard it from her. She is Allie Highsong. She is the co-host of the Here We Go Brownies podcast. Well, Allie, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just tell everybody what you do at the Here We Go Brownies podcast.
Absolutely. I'm a co-host of the Here We Go Brownies podcast. It's a show by the fans, for the fans. The whole goal is to be as unbiased about the Cleveland Browns from a fan perspective, which is hard to do sometimes. But that's what we do. We go on every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. We do that live on Facebook and all the socials, and then we put that out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts the following day. So that's what we do. Allie_Highsong on all the socials, and at Here We Go Brownies or at Go Brownies Live on Twitter.
Awesome. And one more time, Allie, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Here We Go Brownies and any websites that you have. Let them know that as well.
Absolutely. HereWeGoBrownies.com. You click on that, it'll take you to all of our past episodes, all of our interviews. You can get merch. You can do all the fun things there on HereWeGoBrownies.com. Or you can follow me personally, Allie_Highsong, on all social platforms.
You heard it from her. She's Allie Highsong, the co-host of the Here We Go Brownies podcast. As she said, it's the show by the fans, for the fans, giving you all the takes of what's going on with the Cleveland Browns from an unbiased perspective. So make sure you check it out on the various streaming platforms. Allie, again, thank you so much. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
No problem, and Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Hey, you as well. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Their best opportunity of the night. They hand it off to Chubb over the left side. Nick Chubb is in. Touchdown, Browns. They score anyway. Mullins. Nobody open at first. Keeps it alive. Nick Mullins lets it go. Touchdown. Harrison Bryant. There is a flag down.
Here's the only sound that's tolerable when a migraine attack strikes. Nurtec ODT Remezepan 75 milligrams can provide migraine pain relief, which can help break the silence. Nurtec is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines in adults. Don't take if you're allergic to Nurtec. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety, prescribing, and patient information, visit NURTEC.com.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Pavilions for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're going to need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Pavilions for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Pavilions Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit pavilions.com/4U for program details.
Deloitte is the world's largest professional services network. And there's a reason for that. Consistency. But how does a giant global company provide consistency? Easy. With ServiceNow, they connect all 300,000 plus of their professionals on a single platform, the Now Platform. So whether someone works in Indonesia, Mexico, or any other of the 148 countries they operate in, ServiceNow helps Deloitte perform their work from a common and connected place. They can leverage the same powerful tools they need to adapt to changing markets and get the same proactive support they need to thrive. And with ServiceNow IT solutions, Deloitte can easily consolidate and scale their technology so professionals can access it wherever they are.
So, how does Deloitte keep a consistently high standard for global clients? With ServiceNow, they can keep a consistently high standard for global professionals. Learn more at servicenow.com.
If you're a migraine sufferer, we have incredible news for you. Nurtec ODT Remegipant 75 milligrams is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines. Just one quick dissolve tablet can start fast and can last for up to 48 hours, helping you take control of your migraine whenever, wherever. Simply wonderful.
Don't take if allergic to Nurtec. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety prescribing and patient information, visit NURTEC.com.
Ask your doctor about Nurtec today.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Shaw's for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're going to need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Shaw's for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Shaw's Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit shaws.com/foryou for program details.
Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
I was born legally blind. I've been in situations where all of the store clerks are just standing in a circle waiting for me to figure out where my card is.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who are blind or partially sighted, you might know the feeling too.
Which one is my credit card? Now I have to get somebody else to go through my cards to pick out this one.
Introducing a card designed for the blind and partially sighted. Touch Card by MasterCard. Three distinctly shaped notches help people feel the difference between types of cards. Circular for debit, square for credit, and triangular for prepaid.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, I'll be able to tell my cards apart.
Developed in partnership with IDEMIA, Vision Services for the Blind, and the Royal National Institute of Blind People, TouchCard is inclusive by design. Our goal is to make every MasterCard a TouchCard.
Just little things like that can go a long way as far as bringing independence to a blind person.
Just a little notch is huge progress.
Because a world designed for all of us is priceless.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate!
Please celebrate responsibly.
The unstoppable spirit lives inside all of us. For Matt and Lisa Kuhn, it's fueled by family. Working together to make vehicles more useful for their community, they've become leaders in last-mile transportation. That's why First Horizon is proud to celebrate unstoppable spirits like Matt and Lisa. From the first stop to the final destination, we use our understanding to keep our clients headed toward success. Visit firsthorizon.com/unstoppable to learn how unstoppable starts here.
You know when you order a new video game, or a golf club, or a blender, and then it arrives at your door, you get a little thrill. Imagine how much more thrilling it is when you order a new car. With Nissan at Home, you can shop for the perfect ride and order it without ever having to go anywhere. Sure beats a golf club or a blender. Buy a new car entirely online with Nissan at Home. Deliver direct from dealer to driveway. Thrill starts here. Services may vary at participating dealers, subject to applicable law. See dealer for details.
Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Little Bears Baton Rouge welcomes American blues guitarist and singer Robert Cray.
Don't need nothing but a woman.
To the Little Bears Event Center on Friday, February 4th. Doors open at 7 p.m. and the show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets start at $25 and are available at all Ticketmaster outlets. Robert Cray at the Little Bears Baton Rouge Event Center on Friday, February 4th. Must be 21 years or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate! Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate! Stella Rosa!
Please celebrate responsibly. Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate! Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rate supply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate! Stella Rosa!
Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rate supply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate! Stella Rosa!
Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate. Respond.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo.
The General Insurance presents Ordering a Sandwich with Shaq and Hall of Fame announcer Michael Buffer.
I'm going to have roast beef. What do you want, Michael?
Let's get ready for pastrami on rye.
Turns out Michael Buffer talks like that all the time. And it turns out The General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
Spicy Dijon mustard.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
At AT&T, everyone, new and existing customers, get our best deals on every smartphone. Why? Because you deserve it. For turning your living room into your office and your gym. For teaching grandma how to video call. And teaching her again.
It's the button on your left, Anna. Okay, your other left.
It's not complicated. Everyone deserves something new. So AT&T is giving everyone, new and existing customers, our best deals with every unlimited plan on every smartphone, even the latest one.
AT&T may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Restrictions and exceptions may apply.
Spend the holidays with the Harry Potter film series, Back to the Future trilogy, films from the Fast and Furious collection, and more. Plus, exclusive holiday movies and the Peacock original movie, The Housewives of the North Pole. With so many movies to watch, you can stream something new every day during Peacock's Movie Benjamin. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Hey, do you love a good story? Great. Then you got to check out the Hashtag Storytime podcast. Each episode brings you the craziest, creepiest, and cringiest stories from YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, and beyond.
My story is about the time that I was broken up with at the 9/11 memorial, twice.
Look, the internet is a dumpster full of stories, and I, your host, Will McFadden, dive in headfirst, sift through the flaming trash, and bring you nothing but treasures. Listen to all 21 episodes of Hashtag Storytime now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate. Respond.
All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Ali Hysong, co-host of the Here We Go Brownies podcast. The podcast is dedicated to covering all things related to the NFL's Cleveland Browns. Again, a big special thank you to Ali for giving us the 411 on what's currently going on with the Browns, including their next game on Christmas Day against the Green Bay Packers and so much more. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Heat pack or ice pack?
Ice pack.
Bath or shower?
Bath.
Treat or prevent?
Both. Nurtec ODT Remedipant 75 milligrams is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines in adults. The choice is yours. Don't take if you're allergic to Nurtec ODT. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety, prescribing, and patient information, visit NURTEC.com. Talk to your doctor about Nurtec ODT.
Deloitte is the world's largest professional services network, and there's a reason for that: consistency. But how does a giant global company provide consistency? Easy. With ServiceNow, they connect all 300,000 plus of their professionals on a single platform, the Now Platform. So whether someone works in Indonesia, Mexico, or any other of the 148 countries they operate in, ServiceNow helps Deloitte perform their work from a common and connected place. They can leverage the same powerful tools they need to adapt to changing markets and get the same proactive support they need to thrive. And with ServiceNow IT solutions, Deloitte can easily consolidate and scale their technology so professionals can access it wherever they are. So, how does Deloitte keep a consistently high standard for global clients? With ServiceNow, they can keep a consistently high standard for global professionals. Learn more at servicenow.com.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Jewel Osco for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're going to need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Jewel Osco for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Jewel Osco Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit jewelosco.com/foryou for program details.
This is Robert Langdon.
I teach symbology.
The suspect called him.
From the author of the Da Vinci Code.
He wants me to locate an ancient portal.
We have to finish this, or my dad is dead.
Dan Brown's The Lost Symbol. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
I was born legally blind. I've been in situations where all of the store clerks are just standing in a circle waiting for me to figure out where my card is.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who are blind or partially sighted, you might know the feeling too.
Which one is my credit card? Now I have to get somebody else to go through my cards to pick out this one.
Introducing a card designed for the blind and partially sighted. Touch Card by MasterCard. Three distinctly shaped notches help people feel the difference between types of cards. Circular for debit, square for credit, and triangular for prepaid.
This is wonderful.
You'll be able to tell my cards apart.
Developed in partnership with IDEMIA, Vision Services for the Blind, and the Royal National Institute of Blind People, TouchCard is inclusive by design. Our goal is to make every MasterCard a TouchCard.
Just little things like that can go a long way as far as bringing independence to a blind person.
Just a little notch is huge progress.
Because a world designed for all of us is priceless.
Heat pack or ice pack?
Ice pack.
Bath or shower?
Bath.
Treat or prevent?
Both. Nurtec ODT Remedipant 75 milligrams is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines in adults. The choice is yours. Don't take if you're allergic to Nurtec ODT. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety, prescribing, and patient information, visit NURTEC.com. Talk to your doctor about Nurtec ODT.
Here's the only sound that's tolerable when a migraine attack strikes. Nurtec ODT Remedipant 75 milligrams can provide migraine pain relief, which can help break the silence. Nurtec is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines in adults. Don't take if you're allergic to Nurtec. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety, prescribing, and patient information, visit NURTEC.com.
I was born legally blind. I've been in situations where all of the store clerks are just standing in a circle waiting for me to figure out where my card is.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who are blind or partially sighted, you might know the feeling too.
Which one is my credit card? Now I have to get somebody else to go through my cards to pick out this one.
Introducing a card designed for the blind and partially sighted. Touch Card by MasterCard. Three distinctly shaped notches help people feel the difference between types of cards. Circular for debit, square for credit, and triangular for prepaid.
This is wonderful. You'll be able to tell my cards apart.
Developed in partnership with IDEMIA, Vision Services for the Blind, and the Royal National Institute of Blind People, TouchCard is inclusive by design. Our goal is to make every MasterCard a TouchCard.
Just little things like that can go a long way as far as bringing independence to a blind person.
Just a little notch is huge progress.
because a world designed for all of us is priceless.
If you want to take your vehicle's performance to new heights, you got to give it Peak. Like our original equipment technology, antifreeze and coolant. Our formulas match the vehicle manufacturer's technology requirements so that we have the perfect match for every vehicle. That's one reason why Peak is among the fastest growing brands of coolant in America. We work harder to earn the trust of people like you every day. That's Peak Performance.